Welcome to the DBS Films Podcast, a behind-the-scenes look into making indie films. Learn from DBS Films about their process, tips, and fun stories that all come with making multiple movies a reality.
Hey everybody, welcome to DBS Films Podcast. My name is Kellen, it's just me and you, so that means it is a DBS production update. In these episodes, we just give you an inside guide into what's going on with DBS Films. Today is August 6th, and we have a lot of fantastic news. Really, to me, the main theme is going to be thank you so much, DBS superfans and community and Discord. You guys are absolutely amazing with all the support we've been receiving lately. Our movie, The Haunting of the Murder House, is now live on Amazon, and because of the support from everyone part of that launch team, we have gotten 62 reviews. That's at least what's showing up. Amazon has a little bit of a delay to it, and then 82 reviews on IMDb, which is just a fantastic way to start off. Again, just like anything, the algorithm is key, and being able to feed it so much information in the sense of watching the movie, buying the movie, giving it a review helps us out tremendously. So I really just wanted to take the time to say thank you to everyone who has rented that movie, who has reviewed it. It really means the world. Please show a friend or family. This is going to be something I'm begging you guys to do, because it really can completely change what ends up happening for us as DBS. And I'll kind of explain that a little bit in detail later on. The other thing I really want to highlight is our Kickstarter is 68% of the way there with $6,886 and 98 different people backing it. Guys, this is absolutely fantastic. You guys are really amazing and the best. And this is just opening up a lot more flexibility for us to use these different funds. And finally, last but not least, our audition is ended, and we had, at the time of recording this, over 400 auditions. People can audition for three roles, so we're probably looking at 1,200 submissions. I'm going to be going through those over the weekend. We're going to be reviewing them, and then we'll be working through callbacks later on in the week. And that's just amazing to see. Again, all of the support, all of the enthusiasm, all of these things coming from our community. Really, really, really love to see it. So you have all those positive things happening, and it really is something where you're starting to see for the first time the impact this community has. I mean, we've been seeing it earlier on just in different ways, but now with the first launch, really the reason why this is so critical is because it allows us to go ahead and get a chance to be on some of the higher value streaming services. So the big one we're pushing for now is Amazon Freevee, and Amazon Freevee has a very, very good cents per view, which, you know, in AVOD, you basically get a split every time they watch a certain time of certain time through for the movie. So the higher that split is, the better it is. And Amazon Freevee is apparently one of the top ones right now. So what we're trying to do is basically get as many reviews as we can. And if we can go ahead and get to the level of Amazon Freevee with The Haunting of the Murder House, it's really going to set us up for a ton of success. So really want to make sure, you know, all of the people out there who are either a Murder House supporter or a Murder House launch team, I really hope you guys understand just how much of an impact you guys are having, because this can be literally night or day difference. And I really think with all the support we're having right now, keep our fingers crossed, everything keeps going as it's going. You know, maybe we get one or two more reviews from friends and family, we'll be able to get not only to the top of Amazon's trending list right now, but also get on the top of their list when it comes to getting picked up for the AVOD. Because again, what's going to happen is after TVOD, we're going to look at Tubi. We're going to look at a lot of different AVOD ones. We're also looking at YouTube. So those are really, in my opinion, when the rubber meets the road, just because I love our movies being free with ads. I think that's where the horror genre belongs. So that's something I am very, very excited for. When it comes to the auditions, you know, it's something where we're going to basically sit down this weekend. We're going to watch through all of the videos. I'm going to try and give at least 2 to 3 lines of feedback. Like I was kind of saying earlier, the way I'm going to look at it is, you know, how normal did it seem like you were for that character? And what I mean by that is, how natural were you coming off? Did it seem like you were acting? One of the bigger ones is, you know, did you seem like you were confident with your lines, or did you seem like, you know, you were either reading them or you weren't able to have them off the top of your head? And then was it more underacting or overacting? So I'm going to try and balance that. But with that being said, you know, it really is something where I think it's tough, because, you know, you have such limited spots and so many good auditions I think I'm going to see. So I'm going to try and make my way through there. I do want to give everyone at least a little bit of input. We were saying earlier that we might do something where we are looking at like giving a score to each of the auditions. I think there's pros and cons to that. I'm leaning more towards it, but I just don't think we have the time for it this one. But I think in the future, it's something we can definitely look at exploring, just so you guys can get an understanding and feedback of what we're looking for. So that's really kind of the way that I think it's going to be something that could be really cool, especially with the acting challenges and writing challenges and things that we're doing from there. So it really is something where I'm excited to see these. The script is getting locked in. It's going to take us about a week or two of working with everyone to kind of get through the cast and the casting calls. I would say we're looking at early September now. Ideally, it could be a little bit later September, but this always happens. And then lastly, really the big thing is we're in the production process with the Murder House being done. We are or wrapping up on our rough draft of The Shapeshifter. We really want to go ahead and try and make sure we get that movie out as soon as possible. Ideally, if we can hit an October release for it, that would be amazing. Spooky movies always do better in October. So it really is something where, if everything lines up, if we move smoothly for it and we get the feedback from the super fans. But I'm very excited for that feedback from the super fans because I'm firmly in the camp that this is our best movie that we have. It looks really, really good. It's paced really well. I think it flows the best. So I'm excited to see what the super fans think of it. So that being said, we're going to go ahead and we will take some questions from the Discord. Again, if you ever want to ask us a question, go ahead and check out the Discord channel, questions for podcasts. Well, the first question is from Ichigo, and Ichigo is absolutely fantastic member of the team. Congratulations on the mod status as well. His question is, when do you see DBS putting out a movie that's closer to an hour and 30 minutes to 2 hours long? So that is honestly, we're trying to do that every single time we make a movie. Like every single time we make a movie, we're shooting for that hour and a half. But it's tough to get there. So we've come up usually around like the hour and 20-minute mark. I would say you're probably going to see us shy of the hour 30, maybe an hour 30 if we really pull something off or really extend something. But I think you're really close. And I think that the main, point on what I'm kind of saying is we're trying for the most part. But it's tough to get that much footage on set. It's, if things get cut, you always want things to run faster than run slower. So before you know it, your hour and 30 has quickly become an hour and 15. And then the last question is going to be from Moon Princess. And Moon Princess asks, would you ever consider setting up at a horror convention to promote DBS? I would say 1000%, especially because it is something where I think it lines up a lot more for what we're doing and our style of working, for our fans, with our fans. So I really think going to like community events and conventions is something that's really great. Right now, I don't really have the time for it with, everything full time this and then also working on DBS. So it's something where I think in the future we'll have more time for it. I'm very excited for it. But 100%, we'd also love to use, any kind of horror convention as a way to meet up with super fans. So I think we're very, very open to the idea of conventions, meeting people for conventions, and really all of those things. So that's going to go ahead and wrap up this episode. Again, my plea to you is if you can go ahead, please watch The Haunting of the Murder House on Amazon, rent it, give us a review. It is the best thing you can do for DBS Films right now, and it really is something that means the world of difference to us if we are able to get picked up by Amazon Prime and Amazon Freevee. So we will continue to keep our fingers crossed for that one, but I know with the support of our super fans and how awesomely amazing they are, we'll have a complete success with this. And as always, as we grow, as we succeed, our super fans and our fans are going to be rewarded as well. So until then, have a good one.